If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Kings chapter 18 this morning. 1 Kings chapter 18, I want to begin reading at verse 17, if God will be our help. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 17. And the Word of God says, "And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the grove 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. How long halt ye? How long halt ye? Now you know the story here that Elijah's trying to tell us. In 1 Kings we see God moving. And we see in 1 Kings chapter 17, we see in verse 1 that Elijah, the Tishbite, he goes so far, he tells the king, he said for 3 years, he said there's not going to be no rain, and there's not going to be even any dew on the earth. He said, I'm going to dry her up. Praise be to God. And then he comes along and he rocks on down here to chapter 18. And old Elijah, the Tishbite, he comes back on the scene and he sees old King Ahab. And they come together. And now he's been 3 years without any rain or any dew. I want to say she's done dried up. I want to say this morning that there's some drying up happening in the United States of America. I want to say we're dried up in the house of God. We're drying up. Praise God. And we need a rain. We need something from God. We need to pour it out. The God of glory one more time. We need that rain. That manna from glory. We need that rain to fall on us one more time. We need the rain. Glory God. In our individual lives, we need that rain. I need that rain. And you need that rain. You may think you don't need it. I want to say this morning, on the authority of God, without that rain, you'll dry up, praise God, and swivel up, praise God, into nothingness. But I want to say, glory be to God, that there's rain to be had. Glory to God, if we just realize how much God wants to give us that rain. Amen. God wants to pour out the rain. Amen. And we see this, how it plays out. Amen. Some things is happening in old Elijah's life. But he comes back before the king and he goes out and he meets old King Ahab. And now later, he's a servant of Ahab, comes up and he's a man of God. He stayed with God. He hid some of the prophets, amen, from old Jezebel so she couldn't kill him. But they got even, he had doubts. And he comes up on old Elijah on the road. And Elijah says, you go and get old King Ahab. He said, tell him that I want to see him. And that old fella, Obadiah, he said, wait a minute. Man of God, he said, I ain't going to do it. Because just as soon as I leave you, you'll disappear. And the king will come to where you said he's supposed to be. Praise God, and he won't be, you won't be there. And he'll have my head. Elijah said, no, it's not going to happen that way. He said, I'll wait right here. You go and get the king and you bring him over here. And said, I'll talk to him. I'll explain things to him in a way that even he can understand. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad when God brings it down to where you can understand it? Bring it down to where you're at, amen, in your personal life, and begins to show you just exactly what you are, where you are, what you need. Amen. Ain't you glad he brings it down to where you're at? Hey, God, that's what he wants to do this morning. He wants to just bring it down to where we're at. He wants us to put it out on our table so we can see just exactly what God's got to spread before us. He wants to give us that living water today. Amen. So that we'll never, never thirst again. So Ahab goes over there and he meets Elijah. Can you see it? I see it in my mind's eye. I see old Elijah. He goes over there and he sees old Elijah. Verse 17 said, it came past when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Amen. Can you see that? Yeah. Old king said, hey, you're that old man of God that's been causing us all this trouble and all this grief. You're the man that's caused all that. You're the one, the reason we're going without rain. You're the one, the reason that we're having to hunt for grace for animals. You're the reason that we're having all these hardships. Hey, you know what we do in the United States of America? That's what we do today. In our communities where we live, that's what we do today. We try to point fingers. We even try to point at our president. Said, you're the reason we're having all this trouble. But I want to say on authority of God, it's not the president that's causing our trouble. It's getting away from God. It's because we quit following him. It's because we've refocused our focus, and it's not a focus on God no more. Amen. Amen. But you want to blame the man of God? You won't believe that. Blame everybody in the world but self. And the Bible said, and he answered him. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel. Now Elijah said, hey, it ain't me, king, that's caused all this trouble. Okay, now, can you imagine? He stood before a king. And he said, oh, King Ahab. And he said, it's not me that's causing you problems. Amen. Hey, now, don't you know that get his attention? He said, it's not me that's caused the problem. But then he redirects the focus to him. He said, but thou. He said, you know what the problem is, King? The problem's you. Amen. The problem's not the church community. It's not people that live around you. It's not the president. It's not everybody you work with. But you know what our problem is? You know where our trouble's at? Our trouble is us. Amen. Our problem, our biggest problem, my biggest problem is me. Amen. They say amen or oh me. Amen. Amen. Our biggest problem is us. If we could ever get self out of the way and get God prioritized in self, then we could have victory in Jesus. But he says, King, the problem ain't with me. What's troubling Israel is you and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. He said, what's happened is you've quit following God and the commandments of God, and you're following Balaam. He said, you went with the wrong way. You're choosing the wrong gods. Amen. I wonder how many of us today are choosing the wrong gods. What gods are you serving today? I want to say there's only one, youngins. And that's the true and the living God, the Father of lights, the God of glory, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that lives in our souls if we've been saved. Amen. Amen. There's only one. Praise God. He said, you've went after all these gods. You went after Balaam. That's the problem. We've forsaken the true God. But he says, now listen, so there's still some hope. Elijah says, you go and gather up all the people. Now I can just see, oh Ahab, can't you, a great and a mighty king, in all these royal robes, and he's standing there, and a little old man of God looks at him, and he said, hey Ahab, he said, the problem's you and your family. He said, the line of Ahab, praise God, said, you've let the people down, and you've let God down. Said, you've turned your back on a true and a living God, and a living way, and you've chosen a way that's dying and dead. He said, it's dried up. He said, that's why God's drying you up. Because you've turned your back on God. And thus there is no rain. I want to say the reason there's no rain, the reason there's no spiritual rain today, is because we've dried up on God. Amen. Help us not to be dried up on God. Praise God, but help us desire that rain of plenty, that rain in season, that due rain that God wants to pour out on us. The day and hour we live, God's got the rain. But he said, you go and gather up to me all Israel. Now, he didn't say you just go and gather up a certain bunch. But he said, you go gather up all of them. Everybody wants to hear what God's got to say. You know, the problem with that today, we could go out and gather up all of those in the world that want to hear what God's got to say. Are you hearing me? And you wouldn't even be able to fill this parking lot. Amen. You wouldn't even be able to fill the parking lot with people that truly want to hear what God's got to say. We don't want to hear it. We come to church out of obligation. Amen. We're not here because we want to be. We're here because we have to be. Amen. Most youngins, they say, well, why do you go to church? Because mom and daddy make me. Praise God for mom and daddy. Amen. But if you're a child of God, you ought to be here because you want to be. Amen. Where you can get that water of life, where you can begin to live a life that's pleasing to the Holy God. But he said, you go and you gather up all the people. And he said, don't just gather up all the people. He said, gather up all the old prophets of Baal. 450 of them. And then those prophets of the grove, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Amen. Old Jezebel was feeding them. Amen. Feeding them old prophets of Baal. Taking care of, she done took them under her wing. They were her prophets. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. He gathered them up. Hey, amen. Hey, listen. He did listen to the man of God just for once. And he gathered up all the people there at Mount Carmel. And now Mount Carmel, you could go up there and stand on Mount Carmel. I got to stand on Mount Carmel. Right there where he had the contest with the prophets of Baal. And you can look out. If you go up in, they got a little a temple there. And if you go up the steps of that temple from Mount Carmel and you turn and you look off to your left, praise God, you can see the Jezreel Valley, that fertile valley, that fertile plain. And I can just imagine my mind's eyes, they're out there and they're looking over that fertile plain where they ought to be growing these lush crops at this time of year. I mean, ought to be, just about ripe, ready to harvest. And you look out over them, there's nothing but dust because things is dried up. Because God's people have dried up. And when God's people dry up, praise God on God, then God will let them dry up. But praise God, He's there to bless and to help and to give that. Praise God, if we'll accept Him and love Him, if we'll follow Him, praise God, He'll pour out rain in abundance.
Amen.
Amen. But Elijah came unto all the people and said, now listen to this. He said, how long halt ye between two opinions? How long halt ye between two opinions? Now he says, why are you hesitating? Why are you hung up here? Why can't you make up your mind? Why can't you take a stand? Why do you stand in doubt? Amen. What God's got for you? How long halt ye between two opinions? Why are you hesitating into what to do? I want to say this morning, there's some people right here this morning that you're hesitating on what to do. You're halt between two opinions. You're hesitating. You want to get in and go for God, but you want to hang on to the world, and you're having a tug of war. And I want to say this morning, it's about to pull you apart. Amen. It's about to pull you apart. We're not made for that. We can't stand the stress of that. You want to get out from a load of stress? All you young people, look at me. Amen. This ain't no time to be a drawing or a coloring. I want you to listen to me this morning. Amen. We're in the valley of decision. We need to make a decision this morning whose side we're on. We can't halt between two decisions. We can't hesitate for one second, because if you do, the devil will sidetrack you. But we got to decide this morning whose side we're on.
Amen.
You've got to decide this morning if you're going to go with God or if you're going to go with the world. He said, preacher, I don't want to go with the world. But then you got to choose God. You got to make that mental decision. You got to make that heart decision today to follow God.
Amen.
We all do. Not just our young people. Hey, man, it takes, you know what, how do young people get in? But it takes mamas and daddies making a decision. Amen. But Elijah said, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? How long are you going to hesitate? How long are you going to stand in doubt which way to go? I wonder why do we doubt the way to go? Why do we have any doubt in our minds which is the best way? We know today that Jesus is the way. How do we know? Because He said He was. He said, I am the way. I'm the truth and the life. He said, if you want to get to the Father, you come by me. Amen. There's no other way. There's no other name given whereby ye must be saved than Christ Jesus the Lord. But how long will we halt between two opinions? How long will we stand in indecision? How long will we stand without direction? How long will we stand in the way without making a decision for Christ? You say, well, preacher, you don't understand. I've been saved. I didn't say that. I said, how long are you going to stand in indecision? When are you going to decide to follow the Savior? Amen. We have to make that decision. It's important. amen, to our families. It's important to our lives. It's important to decisions we make for the future. Amen. You young people want to have a positive future. You want to be able to live a life, a prosperous life. Then the only way to do that is in Christ Jesus, your Lord. He will prosper you. Oh, the devil will give you things and run you down the road. But when you need him, where's he going to be? But I want to say on the authority of God that if we cast our lot with Jesus and we follow the Lord and we keep his commandments and we love him like he loves us, pray be to God, he'll bless us and help us. He'll nurture us and give us that we need day by day. For these hard times, it's coming. And they're coming. Oh boy, I tell you, it was funny. Thursday or Friday, they had a big rally on the stock market. And boy, it excited me. I said, whoopee, there goes my profit sharing back up. Amen. I think they said it was the biggest rise since 87. I said, glory to God, it'll ease back up there a little bit. Amen. But I ain't putting my faith in my stock market. Amen. Because this thing's going to, Bible said it's going to wax worse and worse and in the end. I mean, we're headed for some hard times. I've told you before, if you ain't got some canned goods in your pantry, then you're going to be wanting. Amen. We need to be using our minds. And you say, well, Lord, I'm just going to count on God to take care of me. God give you Ingles Grocery Store, praise God, so you can load up on some grub. So you'd be ready. Amen. When hard times come, you ain't got it. Praise God, don't blame God because he put it there, put one on every corner. Praise God, you can drive by and get what you need. Amen. Amen. Yeah, consider that. Amen. You know what's up? We're slothful. We keep waiting and we put it off. Praise God, one of these days. And that's the story of our life. We put off things like that. We put off following the Lord. We put off just committing ourselves to God. Why do we put it off? The one that can help us, the one that can deliver, the one that can give us blessings unmeasurable. Amen. Why do we halt between two decisions? Why do we halt between two opinions? You know what? What he's saying? He said, hey, young'uns. He said, you're just a standing still, praise God, and you need to be marching on for God. Amen. We're just standing still, and we need to be marching on for God. You're just standing still, and you need to be marching for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We all need to be marching for God. But we're halt between two opinions. We're waiting on something spectacular to happen, I guess. So that we say, well, you know, as soon as this spectacular thing happens, then I'm going to follow God. I'm going to go with Jesus. Well, the spectacular thing's going to happen is going to be the rapture, and praise be to God. And you're going, if you ain't careful, you're going to be left behind because you ain't got on God's side. You're still trying to figure out which way you want to go. But I say this morning, praise be to God, we got to choose the God side and go with the Lord today. Amen. Without any doubt in our heart. Because the benefit package, man, it's out of this world. Amen. The benefit package we got with God, it's greater than anything the world has to offer. It's better than your 401k. It's not assurance. It's not insurance. It's blessed assurance. Amen. The best policy in the world. Glory be to God, it's been paid for you. You don't owe a dime. It's paid for forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. But how long will you halt between two opinions? Elijah asked the nation of Israel and old King Ahab. He said, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? He said, you know who God is, but when you're going to serve him for the God that he is? I think sometimes we got the head knowledge. But praise God, we don't just allow the heart knowledge to come in and to guide us in the way we need to go. Holy Ghost of God that lives in us. Paul said, as you said, preacher, how do we know? Because Paul gives us a perfect example of what we need to do. My favorite verse of Scripture, I guess, in Galatians chapter 2. Paul lays it out just so plain that even a little child can understand it. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, we've read this and you hear it many, many times. And Paul says this to the Galatians. He said, I am crucified with Christ. He said, just like Christ died out of a praise for the sin of the world. He said, I die out with him. He said, I died to myself and I died to sin. He said, nevertheless, I live. He said, I've died out to sin. I've died with Christ. But he said, glory to God. He said, I'm more alive than I've ever been. Amen. How about you today? Are you more alive than you've ever been? Or do you just feel dead? Amen. You just feel dead. You feel defeated. You feel overcome. You feel overwhelmed. Why is that? Oh, I know we're all busy. We're scratching like a bunch of old hens trying to hunt a worm. Amen. But praise be to God. Hey, listen, we shouldn't let that get ahead of us praising God and just having joy in our hearts. Why? You know why we're in such a situation? Because we're hauled between two opinions. We haven't fully surrendered to God our heart, our minds, our home, and our lives. So we're right in the middle, and we're waging a battle within self. How do you know, preacher? Because I've been there. Amen. I've been there right where you were at. Right where you're at, I've been there. And it's not a fun place. It's better just to surrender to God and go with Him. He said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. He said, I'm alive because of what's inside me. Christ Jesus, my Lord. He said, in the life which I now live in the flesh. Amen. That, he said, that fleshly side of me. What about that fleshly side of you? Spiritually, you say, man, I'm okay. But what about the fleshly side? Let me ask you a question this morning. Do you find the flesh winning out over the spirit a whole lot of times? Boy, it's quiet in here, ain't it? You can say amen. Amen. You find the flesh overwhelming the spirit, overcoming the spirit. Praise God. When you want to do right, but praise God, this old flesh just rises up and just don't want to let you. But Paul said, hey, listen, that's the kind of man I am. In Romans, he said, hey, listen, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, I just can't get it right, Lord. He said, I'm just in a strait between two. I'm trying to figure it out. I just can't get this thing lined out. But then he says, no, wait a minute. I know what I need to do. He said, I'm just going to trust in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. That He might remove this body of death. This old body of death that I'm carrying around. That He'd take it from me. He'd remove it from me. Amen. And then he can say, in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. You say, preacher, how are we going to live right? By faith in Jesus. Amen. Call on Him for every need. Call on Him in every situation. And He'll answer. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. See, if we could realize how much God loves us and we could realize what He did for us. Now, see, when old Elijah was preaching to Ahab, he was pointing to the cross. But praise God, we're looking back to the cross now. Amen. Christ has died for us. He shed His blood on Calvary. Amen. He's already paid the sacrifice. He's already paid the price, the penalty of our sins. Amen. If we had just trusted Him, die to ourself and live for Jesus. Paul said, I know where I'm at. Amen. Persecution, trial, beaten down, stoned, drug outside the city, Jesse, and left for dead. Amen. But you know what? He said, I consider these light afflictions for the glory set before me. Amen. He said, hey, listen, that's just light stuff. He said, I'm just going to stay with my Savior because He's going to deliver me in the end. And he goes on here. Now, this verse 21. Now, this is what Ahab was trying to tell the people about. Paul says, he said, I died with Christ, and Christ loves me, and Christ is in me. And then he goes into verse 21, and he says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Amen? He said, I don't disregard the grace of God, but I realize what the grace of God wants to do for me. He said, I realize what the grace of God can do for me. Amen? He said, I'm not going to frustrate. I'm not going to disregard the grace that God's poured out of. You know what's wrong with us? We disregard grace. We disregard grace. Grace that can save us, praise God. grace that can save us from our sins, can save us from ourselves, can lift us above the world, can give us that inheritance with God. We can't frustrate the grace of God. Paul said, I don't frustrate the grace of God. He said, listen, this is what he's saying. He said, I don't frustrate the grace of God. In other words, Brother Jeff, what he said, if God wants to bless me, I'll take the blessings. If God wants me to praise Him, I'll just praise Him. If God wants me to just shout His name from the housetop, I'll just shout His name from the housetop. If God wants me to just rejoice in Him, he said, I'll rejoice in the Lord. I'm not going to frustrate the grace of God. You see, I think we're frustrated. That's why we're dried up, because we're halt between two. We haven't made that decision to just sell out for God and allow Him to be the Lord of our lives. We haven't. Amen. You say, well, yeah, preacher, I've dedicated. I come to church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and I say my prayers. But are we truly dedicated to the Lord, committed to Him? Amen. With every fiber in our being, are we serving Him and living for Him every day of our life? Are we putting Him first, preeminent in our lives? He said, if we're not, He said, we're frustrating the grace of God. All the blessings that God's got for us. Amen. All the blessings that He wants to pour out on you. All the good things that God wants to do for you. He said, hey, Paul said, because I love Him, because He's in me, he said, I'm not going to frustrate, I'm not going to disregard all that God wants to do for me and all that God wants to give me. Amen. The nation of Israel over there, and they dried up. They ain't had no water in 3 years. I mean, it's just a barren desert. Amen. The desert's starting to look good. I mean, at least it's got a few cactuses in it. Amen. You know what's happening in our churches? We're drying up. They're starting to look like some deserts. Amen. There's no power of God. You know, let me tell you why there ain't no power of God in it? Because we've taken, they took out the old King James Bible. Amen. They ain't got nothing to stand on. You ain't got nothing to build on. Amen. You just got a bunch of phony baloney. Amen. It won't stand up. It won't stand the test. But I want to say this blessed old King James Bible, it'll stand the test. It'll stand every test that the world has to throw in. Praise God, it'll stand the test of this world. It'll stand the test of time. Amen. It's without error. It's truth. Absolute truth. Absolutely. Amen. We have that today. So why do we frustrate the grace of God when we know from the volume of the book it's written? Paul, Jesus said, from the volume of the book it's written of me. Amen. Let's not frustrate the grace of God. Amen. Hey, listen, he said, just trust the Lord. Just allow God's marvelous grace to be bestowed upon us so that we can have that life and have it more abundantly. Amen. What kind of life do you have today? Do you have an abundant life? Are you living a life of joy? Are you happy? Amen. Have you surrendered to the Lord? I mean, just made that full all-out commitment to Him. Amen. That's what makes the difference. That's where the blessings come in. He said, I will not frustrate the grace of God, because that's the very grace that can save me from myself, save me from my sins. That's the very grace that can give me blessings. That's the very grace that holds me in the hand of God. The very grace that nurtures me in those time of troubles. The very help that I have, the ever-present help I have when trials and tribulations come up, to know that I'm going to make it through okay. Paul said, I'm not going to disallow that. But he said, I'm going to receive it unto myself and cleave to it with all my heart and my mind and my soul and my strength. Every fiber in me, I'm going to hold on to. I'm going to hold on to it because it's grace that delivers. That delivering grace of God. He said, that's what I've got to have. Amen. That delivers me from self and allows me, he says here, to be righteous outside of the law. Outside of me trying to be good. Because there's nothing good in me. Amen. But Him. Amen. He is my righteousness. He is my righteousness. What is righteousness? That's right in the eyes of God. Amen. Well, the only way that we're right in the eyes of God is because Christ in us, that hope of glory. Amen. So we're right this morning because of Him. He said, I'm not going to frustrate that. I'm not going to disallow that. I'm not going to disregard that. But I'm going to receive that to myself. What about you? Amen. Are you going to frustrate the grace of God when God's wanting to pour out all these blessings, all this life, all this salvation, all this hope? Amen. All these things that He has for your life, He wants to just convey to you, amen, through His Word. He said, for if the righteous just come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. He said, hey, listen, it's nothing that we can do within ourselves. Amen. But it's what Christ can do in us. That's our hope of glory. That's our hope of enduring this thing. See, it's not to frustrate the grace of God, because that's where we get our encouragement. He said, hey, old King Ahab, he said, hey, man, this is a tough time. He said, you're that old prophet. You're that old man. You're the problem. You're the one that's troubling Israel. Oh, Elijah said, no. King, I ain't the one troubling Israel. He said, you're the one troubling Israel. You and your family have drug them down because you got away from God. But I wonder today, if we had evaluate ourselves, if we would look at ourselves, I wonder about our families. I wonder where they're at. I wonder how we're lifting up the Lord Jesus and our Savior to promote them back to Christ, to win them and to woo them back to where they need to be. I wonder about our neighbors that's watching us, that see us when we get up and we go to church on Sunday morning, and they see us pull out of the driveway on Sunday night, and they go and they see us pull out of the driveway on Wednesday evening. And boy, what a blessing that is. Amen. But I wonder how we live our lives on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday and on Saturday. Amen. That's what they're seeing. They don't see you down at the house of God. They know you come. But what are you getting? What are we taking back home with us? Amen. What do we have? Is it still dry at your house? Is there a lack of rain? Is the living water flowing at your home? Or is it dried up? Is it dried up? That's a question we got to ask ourselves this morning. Is there living waters at my house? Is there living water in your life?